Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. Good morning. Wow. Woo! Thank you for joining me. Let me tell you something. Today, God was, it got me good today because I was driving and I was looking for something and I wasn't actually following the instructions of my GPS to get to where I wanted to go because I felt like I knew where I was going. So when I got to a place where I thought I was and it wasn't there and I was sitting there for a minute, I'm like, dude, I should have just followed the GPS. And God asked me, Gerald, are you following my instructions? And I was like, wow. I almost thought somebody was sitting in the car with me. And so I sat there and I'm thinking, wow, for real? And he started talking to me about instructions. It's like, he only gave me stories. He didn't give me the scriptures. Because it was like, I want you to tell these stories. And I want you to make sure, because people aren't following my instructions and wondering why they're still wandering around in the wilderness. They're still not reaching the goal. Because let me tell you something. I remember my wife used to always say, babe, are you paying attention? Are you following the instructions? When I try to put something together, I'm always like, I can see the picture and I can put it together. Woo, woo, woo. And then later on down the road, it starts shaking and all of a sudden it comes apart because at the end of what me fixing something, I had some extra parts and I'm thinking, man, they just gave me some extra parts. But no, it's because I felt like I knew what I was doing. And so are you in a situation where God is giving you some instructions and you feel like, well, one, it's going to take too long. Two, you feel like, I can do this with my way, because once you get into the process, you figure that you can do it my way. I'm telling you, this is something I had to get delivered from because this was destroying not only me, but it was destroying everybody around me. Because if I'm supposed to lead, if I'm supposed to do something, and it's just not even if I'm supposed to lead, I'm just talking about me. Because if I'm supposed to lead my family and I'm not leading I don't do it the right way, then he gave me the Noah illustration. My wife has been really on the Noah. And so I was like, okay, God, what about Noah? He said, if Noah didn't follow my instructions to the T, his whole family would have died. Everything would have died. All creation would have died all over again. I had to start over with somebody else. Did we get that? Because people was thinking that he was crazy when he was doing what he was doing because it took him so long to do what he was doing. But there was a process that he had to go through. And it was, would you follow through the process of doing it God's way? Will you follow the instructions and do it his way? Matter of fact, will you seek his instructions to be able to get it done his way? Or will you find yourself in your intellect, I can do this. I'm good at this. And then all of a sudden, something just falls apart later on down the road. So if you're in a marriage situation, God done told you to keep quiet, but you feel like you should have to be able to say whatever you want to say because you need to get it off your chest. And then you wonder why the situation is never, you and a merry-go-round are the same situation and it never gets settled. It never gets fixed. It never moves. It never progresses. Why? Because you're not following the instructions that God give you. You following the instructions that you want to do and how you want to do it. So let me tell you, when God says something and he gives you some instructions to do something, the best advice I can give you is to actually do it God's way. Because if you don't do it your way, you want to do it your way, you're going to find yourself sitting in a wilderness. You're going to find yourself sitting in a valley. You're going to find yourself sitting in between a rock and a hard place. You're going to find yourself sitting somewhere wondering why I did not follow God's instructions. And let me tell you, God is not going, he is not just going, I told you to do it my way. He's not going to do that. But let me tell you something. How about this? He gave me this too. He says, if as a father and you have children, when you give your children instructions and then they don't follow the instructions and they do it, I don't know, a couple times, more than one time. I mean, just, I don't know, always just not following instructions or not following all the instructions. at some point in some time, you're going to say, this child is rebellious. You're just not going to follow my instructions. You're just not going to do it my way. And then you find yourself looking at your child and like, why are you so rebellious? Why are you so stubborn? And God is looking at you like, duh. I thought I told you to do something and you didn't do it and you kept not doing it. So what does that make you? Are you rebellious? Are you stubborn? Because that's the same way God is looking at you. So when you looking at your situation and you frustrated at your situation and you mad at your situation, go back to the instructions that God is giving you. What did he tell you to do? What did he tell you to do? I don't know what he told you to do, but I know what he used to always tell me to do. He used to always tell me, you need to you suck it up. Stop running. And every time you tell me not to run, I'll run. So let me tell you what happened. I became stubborn. I became rebellious. I became a rebel. I wanted to do it my way, how I wanted to do it. And that's the way it was going to be done. And I found myself homeless. I found myself in the streets. I found myself missing from my family. I found myself on drugs. I found myself in lust and perversion and pornography. All of those things I found myself into. Why? Because Gerald did not want to follow some instructions. Let me tell you, it was so bad that I had to go back into my school as a kid and in school, not following the instructions. A teacher gives you instructions on how to do something and you want to do it your way. And then you wonder why you got an F. I'm just saying, this thing was like God was like dropping this thing on me. So today is the day that you follow the instructions that God is giving you. Let's just stop where you are and go back to those instructions. Stop trying to do it your way, because I'm telling you, you're going to find some missing pieces and you're going to say, oh, those missing pieces, oh, they just gave me something extra. No, God, it ain't nothing extra. It wasn't nothing extra. Every piece was meant to be used. And if you don't use it later on down the road, you're going to find yourself falling apart. Think about it. You got your kid a bicycle for Christmas and you decide to put it together on your own without looking at instructions. And your kid is riding around with all of his friends. And all of a sudden the wheel fall off. The chain start falling off. The bike falls apart and he around his kids. And everybody knows that. Y'all, your mama and daddy ain't followed the instructions. And they sitting there, now they hurt because the wheel fell off. Now they done hurt. Now they done broke an arm. Now you sitting in the doctor's office talking about why you fell off the bike. Why I fell off the bike? My wheel fell off. Why did my wheel fall off? Why? One of y'all didn't follow the instructions. See how detrimental it is, not only to you, but it's detrimental to the people that are following you. It's detrimental to the people that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So as God instructs you on these instructions, he ain't giving you instructions just to be giving them to you. He's giving you instructions for the benefit of you and the people that are following you, which is your kids, which is in your ministry, which is the people that are watching you, which is all the things that come behind you, that depends on you actually following the instructions to go in the right way. Noah had to go the right way. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, okay, you want to look back at it, and I feel like, why are we going this way? Are you one of these people? You get a word, and you say, okay, why do I have to go this? I don't really want to go this, but you look back at this. You look back at where you came from or what was comfortable to you, and then all of a sudden you get stuck. Oh, let me tell you what he showed me. He showed me Lot's wife. When God gave Lot the instructions to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah because he was getting ready to destroy it. And he took his family and they started leaving, right? But his wife was so comfortable with where she was walking from. He said, don't even look back at it. She turned around and looked back. So are you the one that gets some instructions? And then you turn around and look back and be like, man, that was good then. I was all right with that place. And now you stuck in that place. You can't even get out of that place. You in a merry-go-round. You in a circle. You can't even get out. God is like, I've been trying to get you out of this merry-go-round for 10 years, Gerald. But you choose to be in this same circle. Why? Because you want to follow your own instructions. You think your instructions is better than my instructions. I created you. I know you. I formed you. I have a plan for you. And you don't want to follow my plan. I'm going to allow you to follow your plan because you got a choice to make. And so as you make your own choices, you come up with your own decisions not to follow God's instructions. And then you want to complain about you being in a bad place and you've been sitting there looking and you can't come out of this situation. Ain't nobody. It ain't God's fault. So don't blame God. Stop blaming God. I'm just being real. Stop blaming God. You can't blame nobody but yourself. Man, that thing, I was like, man, you ain't lying, God. I couldn't blame nobody but myself because I chose to do all of those things. But let me tell you something. When you actually doing it and you're not even, and the enemy has you actually going in a circle, you don't even know you're going in a circle. You don't even know you're going in a cycle. Somebody got to tell you you in a cycle because it just becomes part of your personality. It becomes part of your character. And so it doesn't even look any different than anything else because you're already rebellious. You don't follow instructions. And some of us haven't been following instructions since we was a little kid. Mama and daddy used to always tell you not to do something and you find yourself doing it anyway. Come on now. Come on. I'm a sneak and do it. The teacher tell you, here's the instructions, and you finish first. And the teacher's looking at your paper like, did you even listen to what I said? Did you even follow any of the instructions? Because you got all these wrong. Well, I did it the way you said do it. No, you didn't. You missed 5 steps in a 6-step process. I don't know about y'all, but I was so talking to myself. That thing had me sitting up. I was disappointed at myself for a minute, but then I had to realize, I was like, thank you for delivering me out of that. I thank you for, because now I wake up looking for the instructions for my day. Because he says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so I'm trying to be in right standards with God at all times. So when I wake up, I need my steps to be ordered. I don't need to be just doing busy stuff. I don't need to just be walking around just doing things, just to be doing things because I want to be busy in my day. That's not what I want to do. I want to actually be doing something that gets me closer to what God's plan that he has for me. That's my whole objective every single day. I'm not going to disobey God because I'm going to follow them instructions because my family depends on it. Hey, my family depends on it. My life depends on it. I'm in a whole nother place now. I can remember when I wasn't even paying attention to what my family needed, what my life needed. I was worried about what Gerald needed. And so now it's not even about me. It's about, man, I surrender to God. When I stopped and just gave God a yes, this is it. This is it. Okay, God. People say, well, it's too hard for me to turn around. It's too hard for me to change. Man, follow the instructions. Get the instructions. Get the instructions. Some of the instructions is don't go to a certain place. Don't hang around certain people. Don't talk to certain people. Don't cut them off. Why? I can't cut them off. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's just going to take some work. It's going to take some heart. It's going to take some dedication. It's going to take some strength because you're not going to be able to do it in your own. So you always got to get some instructions. God, how do I get out of this adultery situation? God, how do I get away from pornography? God, how do I get away from the drugs? God, how do I get away from the lying? God, how do I get away from the hurt? God, how do I get away from it's called getting instructions. It's called getting instructions. But when you sit here and think that you're going to get, get this right, literally, it's like get this in your own mind and work it in your own mind. You'll find yourself in that circle. So let's, today is the day that we break the cycle, that cycle of the wilderness, that cycle of being in the valley, the cycle of being disobedient and rebellious. You're not going to call yourself rebellious. You're not going to call yourself disobedient. You're not going to call yourself that. But if your child is not following the instructions that you have been giving him over and over and over, like you done gave him some, chores. You gave him chores. You done told him how to wash the dishes. You done told him how to clean their room. You done showed them. You done demonstrated. You done did all of these things. And they constantly not cleaning the room, walk out of the house. The room look a hot mess. They not washing the dishes. They not following behind themselves, doing what they supposed to do. And now you mad as I don't know what. But let me tell you something. You get mad But God don't get mad. God just sit there and wait, and he just brings it back up to you. Why? Because he corrects the ones that he loves. Because if he didn't love you, he wouldn't correct you. If you didn't love your kids, you wouldn't correct them. You wouldn't want them to have a better understanding of home maintenance, of cleaning your room, being cleansed, you know, being clean. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, I know a person that's junky because everything around them is junky. God has been dealing with me about my instructions. Keep your car clean, bro. I don't want no trash in the car. When you get out of the car, take the trash out. Now, I was bad about that. I'd be like, my car, I'd trash all on the floor, you know, in the seats and stuff. I'm like, man, God, I'm busy. I don't have time for all that. Really? Really? You don't have time to pick up a piece of paper and throw it in the trash can. You don't have, you sit in the car. You do driveway motivations in the car. So won't you just take your trash and move on about what you got to, I'm just talking about some simple instructions. So what are these instructions that God is giving you that you know? I mean, I'm talking about you know you haven't done them. And then you sitting there, now you sitting there like, oh, don't cry. Don't get mad. Just go back to the instructions. This is not one of those, oh my God, I'm failed God. And man, God's like, get up. There's not no crying. Hold your tears. Let's just go back to the instructions and let's actually do the instructions that I've given you. And as you start doing the instructions that God is giving you, he gives you an opportunity to start accelerating because now he understands that you have broken the cycle of disobedience. You have broken the cycle of not following the instructions. Now he can trust you to follow instructions. Now he can trust you with some more stuff. If your marriage was bad, if your marriage is struggling, if your relationship, your job, whatever it may be, is struggling, and God giving you some instruction. Listen, you wanted a raise on your job, but you talk about your boss and the people on your job like they dirt. I mean, you talk about them bad, like really bad. Like this person is in authority. This person writes your checks. This person is your supervisor, but you talk about them and you talk about you want a raise and you wonder why your raise is not coming because it's being blocked. You know why it's being blocked? Because God done gave you some instructions to tell you to stop talking about them people. Stop putting your mouth on those people because your mouth is getting you in trouble. Your mouth is the one that's causing you not to succeed, to prosper because your mouth. Keep your mouth closed. I'm just saying, y'all. Keep your mouth closed. If your mouth is what's hindering you, if your mouth is what God has told you to do and you're not doing it, then stop. God has told you, he's trying to heal you, but yet and still, you still eating the wrong food. He's told you not to eat sweets. He told you not to eat all this fat stuff. He told you to stop eating it and start getting, matter of fact, he probably started giving you a strict diet. Gerald, I'm talking to me now. Because that's where I am with him. That's where I am with him now. Because let me tell you something. I ain't trying to die because of my mouth. I ain't trying to die because of my health. That's not going to be me. That's not going to be me. My mother died early. I had an uncle that died early. And that's not going to be my story. The enemy has told me for years. Every day the enemy has all, not lately, every day he tells me, you're not going to make 50. You're not going to make 50. You're not going to make 50. He used to tell me this when I was a 6-year-old kid. You're not going to even see 50. And I was a suicidal kid. I was suicidal. I wanted to kill myself almost every night. I used to go to bed with a knife. I'm talking about some instructions here, right? And some instructions. So God says, you got to change your lifestyle. You got to change the way you eat. You got to change the way you exercise. You got to change your mindset. You got to change these things. And let me tell you something. I haven't always, I'm being transparent, I haven't always been following all of the instructions. I follow some of them, and I follow some of them for a certain period of time, but I wasn't following them all. But now, who can I blame? Who can I blame if I'm overweight? Who can I blame if you get hurt, health issues? Who can I blame? I can't blame nobody. But I promise you, I'm getting my deliverance. I'm getting my deliverance. My delivery. I'm understanding these instructions. So I understand now why he said these instructions. Because, yes, I follow the instructions for all of this other stuff, but I got to follow the instructions for my health. God got a plan for me. He has long life for me. He has longevity for me. And I'm planning on operating in all of the longevity, all of it. I want the next 50 to be the best 50. Y'all don't even hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. And so I'm going to follow my instructions. I'm going to follow my instructions. I got a help meet that is suitable, that helps me, that helps me to stay in my guide, to stay in my lane, to stay on track. And let me tell you something. That was the one thing I used to hate the most, because she follows instructions. God gives us her instructions, and she follow them to the T. And then she'll say, Gerald, we got to do this, 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 and this. But Gerald wants to do this, 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 and this. And then it irritated me because she understood the instructions, and she was following them, but I wasn't following them. And I was that kid, that rebellious kid, that found myself sitting in the wilderness, and God was protecting her. God was taking care of her. God was doing what he needed to do for her because she was disciplined enough to follow my instructions. I mean, follow instructions to a T, to pray for a pillow, to pray over a pillow, to lay up, to put your hand on the pillow, to put oil in clothes, to put oil in hats, put oil in shoes, to pray for them when I don't even return phone calls. I'm talking about instructions. What are those instructions that God is giving you? And now he gives me instruction. Get up. I need you to pray over her. I need you to pour back into her, because what I'm going to pull out of her today that she's going to pour into other people, that she's going to impart into other people, I need you to fill her up. I need you to put your hands on her. I need you to protect her this morning. I need you to guide her this morning. And so when she wakes up, she's energized. When she wakes up, she's full of me. She's full of your prayer. She's full of your anointing. And so when she gets up, now she got a double portion of anointing that's coming out of me, that is connected with her. And then she's coming on this line, and she's going and ministering, and she's going and imparting. She's going and counseling, and it's pouring into her. And I know when I follow those instructions that her day is a prosperous day. The revelation that flows out of her. I'm telling y'all now, something God is telling you and has been telling you for a very long time, these instructions. So I just need you to get it. Today, I just need you to get it. Today is the day that you follow the instructions that God has given. Now, I'm not talking about your own instruction that you feel like I'm going to do it because you smart. You're a very intellectual person. Those are the people that get in trouble the most. Because a person that ain't smart don't know a whole lot. So it's like, okay, I tried, but I guess I need to follow some instructions. But if you're an analytical person, you trying to analyze every little move that God is making, and your thinking can't even come close to God thinking. Your ways can't even come up close to God ways. So let me tell you, get your analytical thinking out of the way. Stop trying to analyze God and follow the instructions that God is giving you, and get yourself out of the way. So if this is a nugget for you, all I need you to do is just say, amen, I agree, and I'm out of the way. I'm following God's instructions. Repent and get back on track. So thank you for joining me. I pray that this helped, motivated you, stretched you, pulled you, delivered you, enlightened you into a new way of life, because God's instructions is very important, especially in this time. All right. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. There's resources, all kinds of resources, webinars, books and resources for you to help you. If you haven't gone to our YouTube channel, please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. It's Gerald and Yvette Ministries. There are plenty of videos on there that can help you. Just pick the one that ministers to you. Once again, ask God for some instructions on what you need to be listening. What needs to get into your spirit? What do you need to meditate on today? What do you need to come with today? Because it's something that you need today. Something you need. We all need something today. And so get what you need. Get what you need. But make sure God is leading you and instructing you in what you should get today. Okay? Let's be that place. All right? Hey, y'all have a God-blessed day. And I pray that God just continues to instruct you in the path that he has called for you to walk. Be blessed and have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.